Good morning. This is Morning Edition from Philadelphia. It is 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Hospitals are preparing for shortages of ventilators, surgical masks, but another resource that is in short supply, it's the drugs used to put patients on ventilators. WHYY's Alan Yu explains.
Breathing through a tube and a ventilator is unnatural. Your body will actually reject it. So patients need drugs to help them. A sedative, a painkiller, so they don't feel the tube down their throat as much, and sometimes a paralytic drug to stop them from moving too much. The problem is, every hospital with COVID-19 patients needs those drugs, so they're getting hard to find. David Mihalik is the pharmacy director at Einstein Medical Center Montgomery. He says the problem is, companies that make those drugs work on a just-in-time business model.
I'm sure that the pharma companies of the world that were making paralytic agents or sedative agents or opioids knew what they were going to make for the year, not planning for a pandemic.
He said that if all the COVID-19 patients at his hospital needed ventilators, they would only have enough paralytic drugs for 4 to 5 days. So hospitals have to think of alternatives, like other drugs that do pretty much the same thing, or even taking patients from a continuous supply to one that a nurse will push every once in a while. Alan Yu, WHYY News.